Some of you people might have watched the Hollywood film Enemy of the State with famous actors like Will Smith, Gene Hackman, and John Voight, in which an important politician gets suicided and then thrown into a lake. But few people know that it was based upon the suicidation of the French Minister of Labour Affairs on October 29, 1979, at the age of 59 only. And almost at the top of his career. And I say almost because this honest and straightforward man would have made next president of France if not the Swiss Octagon of the Nazi Templars would have had something against that. His name was Robert Boulin, and he was a member of the French resistance fighting the Germans during the war. Reason enough for Swiss Octagon to get rid of him permanently and for good. Period. Robert Boulin was an honest and sincere Frenchman and a Gaullist, meaning following the line of General Charles de Gaulle. And he sincerely loved France, having risked his life for La France during the war, a fighter who would never surrender nor kill himself. Only Octagon is powerful enough to organize the suicidation of an influential minister of a European state. And now, 35 years later, the Swiss Octagon has their man, Manuel Valls, and Prime Minister of France on place, who is 100% Swiss, as I've shown in this video here, and he has driven France into martial law or état d'urgence in French. After that false flag, Swiss-financed attack in Paris on Friday the 13th, the day on which the French King Philippe le Bel sentenced the Swiss Templars to death, being Swiss's revenge on that event and date. Also, realizing Swiss Filius Valdes' agenda of a third world war between Christians and Muslims, written down by their man on the podium, Albert Pike. By all means, relating two times Friday the 13th and the murder of French Minister Robert Boulin, because during the next presidency of Socialist François Mitterrand, millions of Arab Muslims were let into France in order to establish the Swiss Templars' revenge on Friday 13, 1307, and the destruction of France. Due to the French persecution of those Templars who founded Switzerland on August 1, 1291, and anticipating the problems ahead 16 years later on 1307, on Friday the 13th. Out of the Templars rose the Freemasons and all key positions in society. So in 1979, the murder investigation was entirely corrupted into a suicide thesis by hiding the fact that Minister Boulin took a severe beating before getting suicided, having bruises all over his body. The corpse had been moved by someone in the water because of the water in his lungs being in the wrong place. Footsteps of a dead corpse in the sand, never near the lake leading back to the car. And many other twisted proofs. So, this is why a couple of weeks back, and 35 years later, the murder case on French Minister Robert Boulin has been reopened recently by his daughter. The name of the lake was Lake Hollande, just as the name of the actual French president. And on the day of the murder, in this fairly isolated, quiet area, cars with Swiss and German number plates were seen. Here in this French documentary on YouTube, you can verify about the things I'm telling you, and that Minister Boulin told his wife to be afraid of the Swiss and some Swiss called Ernst Sigrist and Kopp, who has been described, together with some Swiss German pals of them, as professional assassins. Nowadays, I found one Swiss, Ernst Sigrist, who happens to be a jeweler in Thun, and possibly related to the Nazi gold too. The more when looking at the Swiss red line connection to Argentina of the Nazis and the Frenchman Henri Tournay from Argentina, who trapped the minister in a political scandal over some land and money, together with the Swiss German sounding name of a man called Hermann Stromberg. A funny name for a Frenchman, eh? Which is the typical political blackmail thing of Octogon to do. First they trap you in a falsely frauded money deal. Then they offer you the financial solution with big Swiss money involved. And if you accept, you're on their pay list, obeying their orders, like Bill Clinton after Monica Lewinsky. And if you decline, you're a dead man. And Minister Boulin obviously declined, because otherwise there would never have been a political scandal at all, as things would have been settled without us knowing about it. The Swiss octagon of the Nazi Templars from Switzerland have their fingerprints all over this case, with witnesses dying in mysterious car accidents through the Boston Brakes methods like Charbonnet, leading to South Africa, and Guy Aubert, with which Switzerland was dealing on all fascist levels, and Klaus Barbie, the Gestapo butcher of Lyon, being officially indicted by France in the same year of 1979, with Swissy playing a huge role in that, with great eminence François Junot finding him a lawyer, and the Swiss Red Cross giving Klaus Barbie a passport for the Nazi red line to Argentina. And by the way, Klaus Barbie was also involved getting rid of Che Guevara in Bolivia, where he tortured and assassinated people for the Bolivian government. Yes, the Swiss octagon stretches out all over the world, and it's a Swiss speciality to have people suicided in their prisons, and even foreign ministers in lakes who refuse to obey octagon of the Nazi Templars from the Alps. And remember that the Swiss have always been murdering in France, as in La Bastille, French citizens were imprisoned and tortured by Swiss mercenaries, sparking into the French Revolution. And the French Foreign Legion getting founded by the Swiss, with Swiss officers leading it. See this film about it. So, Swissy killing some French minister is nothing new at all. They've always been doing it.